now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, brand new album from one of the leading exotica bands, Ixtahule, is Swank Advice on cell phone manners in a restaurant. We have a fantastic Netflix show that you need to be watching, and the World of Swank Gig Guide, plus the best lounge and exotica from across the globe, as we kick off with Alex Kashkin and a song called Mr. Bond on the Cocktail Nation.
Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Sometimes I feel I've got you. Run away, I've got you. Get away from the pain you drive into the hurt of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For at dusk and turn I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Run away, I've got you. Get away, you don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love. Touch me, please, I cannot stand the way you teased. I love you though you hurt me so. Now I'm going to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love.
Coctonation, Karen Suze there. Tainted love. This week on the show, Ixtahoole. They've released their second album, the follow-up to the fantastic debut album of Pagan Rites. It's called Call of the Islands. It's available right now. It's out through Subliminal Records. And joining me on the show this week is band member Matthias Unnebeck. Now, Matthias, have I been pronouncing the name of the band correctly over the last couple of years? Because I've always worried that I've been saying it wrong.
We would say Ixtahoole. So it's quite similar.
Yeah.
I think everybody has their own take on it. So, and it doesn't really mean anything.
The album is called Call of the Islands, your second album.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
The first album.
Oh, thank you so much.
The first album was just amazing. So I'm so excited to see a second album. And how I came across you guys was by accident. It was actually a YouTube clip of your first song. And I was amazed at how, you know, the production was fantastic. The imaging was fantastic. And as soon as I saw you guys, I was like, wow, this is a really, really authentic Exotica band. And one of the things that Europeans have done so very well, very, very well, even in things like rockabilly scene, for example, rock and roll, and now in Exotica, is being able to produce a really authentic sound, probably better than most people can across the globe, even from the country where it mostly originated from, the United States. For some reason, Europeans have really managed to get the nuts and bolts to really get that authentic sound. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about the band and how it all came about and the influences. I'm fascinated as to how you got to this truly authentic sound.
Oh, well, it's we started the band in late 2011, I think, and we it was for a project in school, and I recently quite recently discovered the Exotica music from a friend who showed me Martin Denny and that kind of stuff. So I was hooked. I had a few tiki mugs and everything before that, but I really didn't know about this scene that much and this kind of music. So first I heard the Exotica album of Martin Denny, just blew me away. It was fantastic at the first time I heard it. So me and the two other in the band, Johan and Victor, we had played before in a percussion ensemble. So, and I bought a vibraphone and we started to like write tracks and tunes. In 2012 we got together and formed the band for this school project. So we actually was six persons in the beginning and brought some even more percussion for the demo. And then we got the record label interested in Stockholm, in Sweden, and which also did release in the mid-90s in Exotica Records. So the label manager is into Exotica music very, very much also, and the influence is from the mid-century stuff, like Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman and Gene Rains and
what's
that kind of stuff.
What's interesting is that, you know, you guys come from Gothenburg, and as you write in your bio, a damp, foggy harbour town that ever since founding in the 17th century has been a, you know, international melting pot. We had people coming, obviously, in trading and things like that. So there's a true authentic link to Exotica, you know, through sailors,
yeah,
and that adventure, that connection with the the Pacific. So it does all fit completely within the narrative of the band, which I think is
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, and I'm surprised there haven't been any exotic ensemble from the city before.
Yeah. How does the band come across to people in places like Sweden and other European places that you might have played? Because I can imagine that exotica is not a type of music that people hear very often. It's kind of new to them, I would imagine.
Yeah, there are a few listeners of the genre, but there are few, it feels like. And we've done some shows at like cocktail restaurants and all that stuff. And then there are a few very dedicated people to the scene and interested in like the tiki pop culture and everything. So, I mean, the Scandinavian place where we played most times is at the tiki bar in Oslo called Aku Aku. And the maybe like five last years we have played there. No, let's see, four last years, like, yeah, one or two times a year. So, and I mean, there, when we come there, it's almost feels like coming home, because there, same people show up and are very like welcoming and also very appreciate our music very much. And playing in Gothenburg, of course, we feel the same way. People are very happy to see us perform. But there aren't any like strong exotic antique scene over here. I mean, Oslo, they have the Kontiki Museum and the parade hall thing. So,
was it difficult in the very first stages to learn this music, because it is rather complicated? It's, you know, there's a lot of layers in exotica.
Yeah, but also I think, you know, like friends who are not in the exotic scene, when they listen to it, they very much they can appreciate it, but they see it as like background music, and maybe that's the way it was supposed to be. But when you listen closer to it, there's so many layers of beautiful things in it. It's so many colors and patterns and harmonics and rhythms. So I mean, we try to pick up on those stuff from, like, listen to the records and I mean, incorporate it in our music.
Driven upon percussion instruments, of course. There's a lot of heavy percussion and a lot of interesting instruments that you've got in there. Run through some of the percussive instruments that you are using.
Okay, so the thing that's quite new for Call of the Island is that we bought the octobans, which is we try to make it as a substitute for the boobams, which is the tuned bamboo drums. It's not exactly the same sound, but it's like, yeah, we tuned it in four different notes, and we try to mix this with a bass line, so it get that sound, you know, from like Nick Breskin's Capu album. And it's really hear those beautiful minimalistic lines. And what's more, well, we have the congas and the bongos, and then we have some chimes and different shakers and
there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So yeah, we recently also started using the glockenspiel live. So that's quite cool. But the percussionist Victoria has to skip the conga groove sometimes to play the glockenspiel instead. But that's a beautiful instrument too.
Yeah, well, it's absolutely fantastic. And like I said earlier, definitely check out the video, the music clip, because it gives you a real taste of the album. And once again, a fabulous album, Call of the Islands, absolutely worth getting in your collection. This is really great, authentic exotica. And so congratulations to you guys. Just fabulous album once again. Really, really blown away by this. And we certainly wish you all the best of luck, and we can't wait for even more releases. So and hope. Hopefully to see you soon in a town nearby. Great to talk to you.
You too, Coop. Thanks so much for calling.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Deixa que diga, que pense, que pare. Deixa isso pra lá, vem pra cá, o que que tem? Eu não estou fazendo nada, você também. Faz me bater papo assim, gostoso com alguém. Down in Brazil, we're doing a new dance. You can do it too, it's so easy to do. It's a bossa nova hand dance, forget your feet. It's a crazy way of getting with the bossa nova beat. And I know a place where all the swingers stand face to face. And move the fingers, soon you will dig the action and you flip your wig. You can't resist the kooky rhythm, London Joe wrist. You're going with them, your hands will do a bossa nova twist. Deixa que diga, que pense, que fare. Deixa isso pra lá, vem pra cá, o que que tem? Eu não estou fazendo nada, você também. Faz-me bater papo assim gostoso como alguém. Vai, vai por mim, balanço de amor é assim. Mazinho com mazinho pra cá, beijinhos com beijinhos pra lá. I know a place where all the swingers stand face to face. And move the fingers and you will be.
Donation, Connie Francis and Bossa Nova Hand Dance, Quincy Jones with some soul Bossa Nova, and we start off with Ixtahoulay with their title track, Call of the Islands.
Swank. 10 times more addictive than marijuana.
Swank Advice with Coop on the Cocktail Nation.
This week's Swank Advice on phone manners in a restaurant. And we're probably all guilty of spending way too much time on our phones. Just look around, you'll notice pretty much everybody's staring at their phone. And we're often missing opportunities in living life to the full by being glued to the bright screen in front of us, neck hunched over with that dull light upon our face. When it comes to dinner, I encourage you to put it away. Focus on the marvellous human company that you have with you. Trust me, humans are far more interesting and far more diverse than machines. Give it a go, you'll be surprised how fun life in the real world can actually be. And here's some advice to get you started. Cell phones should be turned off or placed in silent mode whenever you're in a restaurant, for your sake, for your guests' sake, and for everybody else's sake. If it's a fine dining restaurant, the cellular phone etiquette is to switch it off completely. It's often quite rude to keep an eye on your cell phone, especially when you're in the company of others. The less formal the restaurant, the more casual you can actually be with your cell phone. Ideally, you shouldn't answer your phone in the middle of dinner. If you did, tell your caller that you're going to have to call them back after dinner and return those phone calls after dinner. It's a better way to do it rather than interrupting the dinner and certainly leaving the person that you're with sitting there twiddling their thumbs or pulling out their phone. Perhaps if you're at lunch on a work day and your client or your boss is calling and you need to take the call, a very good way to handle this is to excuse yourself from the table when answering the call. Make it quiet, do it quickly, and make it short and brief. Most importantly, think about whether or not you really need your phone for that 30 minutes to an hour that you're dining. Are you really that important that someone can't actually wait for you to call back? Ever think about that? And for more Swank Advice, check out my book, Swank Advice, free in the Apple Bookstore. I thought this week we might play some 90s swing, kicking off with the Naughty Ones now. And the song, Trapped in a Web of Love, on the Cocktail Nation.
Love's a big game hunter who held the poison dart. I was game and you took aim and struck me to my heart. Now I'm trapped in a web of love. Trapped in a web of love. Trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped in a web of love. Love's a big witch doctor who stirred a brew for me. I took sips from your sweet lips, now I can't get free. Cause I'm trapped in a web of love. Trapped in a web of love. Trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped in a web of love. Like a bird in a cage, flapping his wings in a rage. Well, I can't fly away. You know, they clip my wings, now I got to stay. Love's a green-eyed monster with oh so many charms. Wrapped itself around my heart with 60 million arms. Now I'm trapped in a web of love. Trapped in a web of love. Trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped in a web of love. With oh so many charms, wrapped itself around my heart with 60 million arms. Now I'm trapped in a web of love. Trapped in a web of love. Trapped, I'm trapped, I'm trapped in a web of love. I'm trapped, you got me trapped. You got me chained, you got me tied. You got me all wrapped.
Joseph. How cool.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
All the stars of love, all the stars of love across the globe.
Hey, Coop.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hello, Warwick speaking.
Hello, Warwick. It's Coop Cooper from the Cocktail Nation. How are you?
Hey, good, mate.
Coop Cooper, the lounge leader.
Coop.
Direct from the city penthouse.
Yeah, I was just shaking a cocktail. Perfect timing for me.
The lounge Lothario. Coop Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
Wham, bam, boom. Wham, bam, ti-boom. Wham, bam, boom. Wham, bam, ti-boom. Wham, bam, boom. Wham, bam, ti-boom. Wham, bam, boom. Wham, bam, ti-boom.
Let me tell you people what it's all about. It's the brand new beat that just came out. It ain't too black, it ain't too white. It's the kind of beat that's out of sight. Cause we the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it all through the day.
Hey, hey, hey.
We the boys will rock ya. Rock it all night and day. We're gonna play it loud, gonna groove till it bites. Rockin' on down all through the night. We the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it on right today. Highbrow gamma, fact I'm sure you'll all agree. Break them their rights and bang them in the slammer. Lock them up tight and throw away the key. Cause we the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it all through the day.
Hey, hey, hey.
We the boys will rock ya. Rockin' all night and day. We're gonna play it loud on the groove till it bites. Rockin' on down all through the night. We the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it all right today. Let it waste, cause we the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it all through the day.
Hey, hey, hey!
We the boys will rock ya. Rock it all night and day. We're gonna plant a seed and watch it grow. Listen to the sound of the boys who know. Cause we the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it on right today. Yes, we the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it on right today. We say, yes, we the boys will rock ya. We're gonna rock it all night and day.
The Cocktail Nation.
Hey!
done for me. And I'll face no shame, cause next night I die for a name.
Nation Raw Crown Review and Hey Pachuco. You might like to check out an interview that I did with Eddie Nichols when Raw Crown Review were last in Australia in Sydney. It was a fabulous opportunity to catch up with him in his hotel room, so you might like to check that out. It's in the archives of coctonation.podbean.com. Also play the Big Six, We the Boys Will Rock You, who I got to see many, many years ago playing at the Cavern Club in London. Boy, oh boy, what a band. And the Naughty Ones, Trapped in a Web of Love. This week, I want to talk to you about this brand new Netflix show that everybody's been talking about. It's called The Crown. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see this one. Now, admittedly, I was attracted to it because it's set in the 50s, 1951, actually, to start.
And one has to ask oneself, what is the purpose of the crown? What is the purpose of the monarchy? The decision is yours to make.
You've taken my career from me, you've taken my home, you've taken my name. What kind of marriage is this? What kind of family? Are you my wife or my queen?
I'm both.
I want to be married to my wife.
I am both, and a strong man will be able to kneel to both.
I will not kneel before my wife.
Your wife is not asking you to.
But my queen commands me.
Yes.
I beg you, make an exception for me.
No.
TV reviewer Mark Jones, what do you think of this?
The production company Left Bank Pictures, which put this together for Netflix, spent £100 million on basically producing these 10 one-hours. And you just know it from the moment you see episode one right up until the coronation, to the palaces and everything. It's incredible the detail they've gone into this. So, look, I think it's fantastic. In case you're not understanding what we're talking about, The Crown is basically following the life of Queen Elizabeth II, or Lilibet, as she's known to her friends, basically from her early 20s, just before she actually, her father dies and she becomes queen. There's no spoiler in that. I think it's history. We're on the record through, you know, in terms of the great tumults of her life. And one season has been done. Another season's coming. It is just an incredible production, well worth looking at.
There you go. Check it out today on Netflix, The Crown. Let's take a look at the World of Swank now for pasttimealbumclocks.com. Coming up on the 8th and the 9th of December is Ricky Derrick's Merry Little Christmas Show. It's being held over at the Scat Jazz Lounge. Live every Thursday at the Golden Tiki. It's the Sharps. And Tiki Argy Orchestra have got their Live at the El Cid gig coming up Sunday, December the 4th. It's actually the last El Cid show of the year over on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. The Tiki Argy Orchestra, Sunday, December the 4th. These gigs and lots more. Check out the website, cocktailnation.net. And if you'd like to send me your gig, certainly do so via the links that you'll find on the website. Volta Vandalay now, and Summer Samba on the Cocktail Nation. Mm-hmm.
Cocktail Nation, music of your life.
Exotica and Spy Jazz. It's the Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper.
Cocktail Nation, Martini Kings and Girl from Ipanema. Rene Paolo Group as well with Black Coral and Hort Wanderlei with Summer Samba. It's summer here in Sydney and it's certainly getting nice and warm. More Hawaiian shirts being worn on a daily basis by yours truly. As we head towards the end of the year, don't worry, we've got plenty of shows to come. And of course, our Cocktail Nation evenings at the Penthouse shows as well, which are the podcast-only shows that we release. And I've been, and people constantly ask me over the last few years, will you play a Christmas show, a Christmas Cocktail Nation show? And I've always resisted because I often finish up the show way before Christmas. And to be honest, I've never been that much of a fan of Christmas tunes. And on this show, I like to have interviews, current events and things like that on the show. But I thought, you know, for the Cocktail Nation evenings at the Penthouse show, how about this year we do a special Christmas show? So that'll be coming up. For everybody who's been bugging me about Christmas shows and calling me a lounge Grinch, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Here's Jessica Sweden now, and a man and a woman on the Cocktail Nation.
Exotica and Spy Jazz, this is Cocktail Nation with Cuckoo Pair. Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Piera Umilani, and a song, Crepesco Suma. Next week on the show, a new book about the tragic life of Carol Lombard. And I'm going to leave you with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited now, and The Whistler returns. Stay hip.